From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Today we have a lot of news from Africa. There are new Sudan sanctions on Africa update, and Aisha Conte is rebuilding her father's hospital in Sierra Leone. But first, let's kick things off with headlines. Today we start at the famed Massachusetts Institute of Technology. The executive director of MIT's Center for Biomedical Innovation has resigned in protest over what he considers racial politics at the school. Frank L. Douglass is African American. His colleague, James Shirley, held a 12-day hunger strike in February when MIT refused him tenure. Shirley said he was denied because he, too, is black. And Douglass resigned because he says school officials broke a promise to reconsider Shirley's case. But MIT says it made no such promise. Our next headline takes us to Jackson, Mississippi. A jury has been picked and the trial's underway for 71-year-old James Ford Seal. The reputed Ku Klux Klansman is on trial for kidnapping and conspiracy. Back in 1964, he allegedly helped a group of whites kidnap and murder two black teens, Henry D. and Charles Moore. The teens were tied alive to engine parts and dumped into the Mississippi River. They were later found accidentally by investigators looking for the three slain civil rights workers, Schwerner, Goodman, and Cheney. Charles Moore's brother, Thomas Moore, spoke with News and Notes in January to explain why his brother's case went so cold for so long.
My mom went to the sheriff's department, and he told her a lie and sent her over 150 miles away. We didn't have anyone to go to. Being from a poor family, we didn't have money to solicit help from attorneys or things like that. So the old saying is we just have to eat it up.
But Thomas Moore never gave up, and the FBI reopened his brother's case in 2005. James Ford Seal has pled not guilty and denies being involved with the Klan and in the deaths of Moore and Dee.